William Lear is one of the most outspoken men in the aviation industry. He's president of Lear Incorporated, a Santa Monica firm that manufactures electronic equipment for aircraft. Mr. Lear, have you ever seen an unidentified flying object?
From a distance, yes, please. One night we were going out to Palm Springs. Matter of fact, we were on our way to Bogota, Colombia, at an altitude of about 11,000 feet. And my pilot, Al Herman, who was flying at the time, and I was setting up the scope pilot, he pointed out one of these devices in the air. At first, I thought he was kidding, but I saw it at the same time as he pointed it out to me, and it was an object that went from about over Palm Springs, it looked like, to a point south of Palm Springs at a very high rate of speed. Would you describe it a little further? What did it look like?
It's kind of a nebulous thing to try to describe from the distance that we saw it, but it was a bright object with a characteristic greenish, bluish sort of ethereal light about it.
What do you think it was?
Well, I think it was a device that we've been seeing or reading about or hearing about that he's reported. Well, they call them flying saucers, but who knows what it is. But it could readily be from another planet. I know that you automatically put yourself in the lunatic fringe when you believe such a thing, but I think there's been enough people with substance who have reported such things that I don't think any longer that you can completely discredit their possibility of there being visitations from another planet. I think we're pretty egotistic if we think that out of the millions of galaxies and the literally hundreds of millions of possible worlds that could exist, that there's only one world that's in existence with people on such as ourselves. I think possibly these things come from there.
Would you hazard a guess that these are the same sort of things as are being described or allegedly seen in the current outbreak of sightings?
I believe so, and I don't believe this is anything new. I think that the sightings have been pretty well established back as much as 300 or 400 years ago. And if this is so, it means it's coming from a much older intellectual society than we have in existence today.
Now I'm going to take advantage of your long experience in the technical field of aviation. How would you explain the tremendous speed and the strange maneuverings of these sightings?
Well, certainly they don't operate on any of the propulsion or the aerodynamic principles of our present aircraft, because if they did, well, they couldn't do the apparent things that they say that they do, which is land straight down, take off straight up, and maneuver at tremendous speeds forward, and immediately change their course, move at right angles with apparently no acceleration effect.
Well, what kind of power might they have?
Well, it would have to be something that's beyond our present knowledge of mechanics and physics at the present time, but that's not entirely impossible. It could have been figured out by an older, and as I say, more intellectual society than we have in existence today. And the insurance, it could be an anti-gravitational device of some kind.
Anti-gravitational, that sounds like something out of Buck Rogers. What is anti-gravity?
Well, we can't any longer look down our nose at things that come out of Buck Rogers.
No, we can't.
So, after all, we have a gravitational thing. We call it gravity. We don't know what it is. I think if Einstein had probably lived a few years longer, that he was right on the verge of at least evolving a formula that would have at least allowed us to describe gravity. And, of course, the gravity of the force is a very weak force, but because of the preponderance of the size from which it emanates, for instance, to give you an idea, Cleet, it takes the whole Earth in order to develop the same little small object that I can hold in my hand, the force of 1 pound. Well, this is a rather weak force, but nevertheless, it's a real force. It's hard for us to understand gravity because so far we haven't been able to create gravity as we can create magnetic forces and electrostatic forces and things of that kind. But nevertheless, we know it exists, and if you don't believe it, just jump off of something.